There's been a clash at the domestic terminal of the Kutuka International Airport between policemen and staff of the Ghana Airport Company. Our correspondent Gloria Anderson has just returned from the airport. Gloria, can you tell us what really happened this afternoon?
The clash happened actually yesterday. It wasn't really a clash. What happened was the presidential guard were at the airport to ensure security as the president was returning home from the US. And apparently, according to sources, one of the guard, the presidential guard, that's the national security, shoved one of the airport's security men, and it turned into some form of misunderstanding between the two. And so because of that, the operation security sector of the Ghana Airport Company went on a strike this morning, putting blocks on the tarmac, preventing passengers from coming into the hall, and others going to board the plane from also going. And so it turned into a struggle. Those who wanted to go to board the plane started throwing things at the gate so that it could have access to the tarmac. And so that was what happened. And so this morning when I got there around 11, I was talking to the board chairman, George Kuntun Blackson, who was also there to ensure that things went well and to put things in order. And as we were talking, to find out what actually happened and what the Ghana Airport Company was going to do about the issue that has occurred, this, we suddenly heard shouts, people shouting, he's a staff, indicating that somebody, the policeman, had wanted to arrest a staff who was preventing someone from taking a photograph. And there was so much noise, and we didn't know what was happening. All of a sudden, the board chairman also went to the party. That's the policeman and the staff of the Ghana Airport Company, who is said to be the housekeeping master. So he ensures that things run orderly. Nobody takes photographs. And so he said someone was taking a photograph. He was trying to prevent the person from taking the photograph. So this was the sound we heard.
Now, Gloria, that sounds like a lot of confusion. Now, tell me, is the situation still the same, or has it calmed down?
Because it got to a point, the gentleman didn't want to be arrested because he said he doesn't see what he's done wrong, and the staff were also preventing the police from taking the gentleman away. So it became a struggle between the staff and the policeman. And then the board chairman, even his presence and that of the managing director, Dorin Owusu-Fianko, could not deter all this confusion from coming to an end. And the whole place was in a chaos. No one could control any other person. So later we went to find out from the board chairman what really happened. Why has the confusion come up?
Explaining things to us. Please, when you were listening to me, when you were doing this, I told you before, stop. I told you to look. The guy was the one taking us around,
yes,
telling us what went wrong. And I was telling you, chief, stop it. He said he wanted to take him to police station.
So why do you call this thing here?
The thing you get is not the best.
What is
not the best?
Think for what?
What happened? Because he said somebody wanted to take a picture. They say, well, he's the housekeeping officer.
Yes.
He said, don't take it.
Now, Gloria, all this is a fallout from yesterday's evening clash,
yes,
with national,
yes,
security. Has that been resolved?
Well, that's what the board chairman said, that he's asked the managing director to set up a committee to investigate what the problem really is. According to sources, this is something that happens normally every time it happens, the confusion between national security and the security of the airport. But the board chairman denied it and said that it's never happened before and that this is the first time it happened. So from what I saw, I believe that there was still tension, because whilst I was talking to the board chairman, all I heard was ticket. So that was the staff, the housekeeping master, who was shouting ticket, and then he picked a rod from the floor. And that was when I realized that the police had come around him and were trying to arrest him. But the whole thing was so confusing. Everybody is saying something different, so you're not getting the real issue as it is happening.
So would you describe the situation there as normal when you were leaving? Would you say it's normal now?
It is normal now, but from my interactions with some of the staff, they are describing the place as unsafe because of what happened yesterday and what has happened this morning.
What about the passengers who were trying to get on board the plane?
They were also shocked at what was happening.
But they managed to go.
They managed to go. And at the time we were leaving, there were not quite a number of passengers there.
All right, thank you very much. You heard Gloria Anderson, our correspondent, telling us about some confusion at the Kutuka International Airport this morning.